Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Why Everyone Should Write a Journal and How to Start. And, you know, no matter what you do, whenever you are, whether you're in sales, whether you're an entrepreneur, it is important to keep a journal. And I think years ago, people used to journal all the time. But in the last few years, people have gotten away from it because they spend most of their time on their computers or playing games. But it would be a good thing to be able to pick up again. It's interesting that I had such a close relationship with my grandfather because your parents always judge you. They say, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. But with your grandparents, you have a feeling that you can say anything or you can do anything, and they will support you. That's why you have this kind of connection. Why everyone should write a journal and how to start. Despite spending a big chunk of my early adult years as a television sports anchor, paid to ask a ton of questions, one of the few regrets I have in life is not asking even more of them. Having a grandfather with a treasure trove of knowledge, an essential time capsule of historical awesomeness, was a huge opportunity that I could have and should have taken more advantage of during my childhood years. And I'm going to back up here and I'm going to say this, that for many years, I always remember the stories that my mother would tell about her father or her grandfather or her aunts and uncles. And yet, many years later, when I started talking about career coaching, getting more involved with career coaching and talking about careers, I had that history to talk about that told me what happened from generation to generation. And yet, that is why it is important to write down your story, because you may never meet your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren or their children, but by keeping a journal, you keep a history of the family tree, of the heritage, so that someone can learn more about where they come from and the history of the origins of the faith or whatever it is that you believe in. Story time with my grandfather was always an interesting tale of life growing up in Brooklyn during the 1910s and 1920s. He'd tell of going over to the ballpark to watch the Yankees or of his time spent as a shoe salesman. But when my grandpa passed away during my teenage years, I lost that time machine. My DeLorean was now without a flux capacitor. I still find myself wishing I could have another conversation with him about his life and all the interesting things he saw during his glory days. So, as you can see, this is a history of someone telling what he learned from his parents and from his grandparents. And I guess this would be a good time for me to back up and tell you a little bit about the history that I learned from things that my mother used to say many, many years ago. And her reason for talking about Uncle Barney was because she was jealous of the lifestyle that his family and his daughters lived. My mother was always jealous of her cousins. She, when my father was alive, she never wanted a mink coat or any kind of fur. But the moment she saw it on her cousin, she had to go out and get one for herself. And not only that, to make sure that I didn't get it, or my older sister didn't get it, because she got it from where my younger sister was working at Saks Fifth Avenue, they put my sister's name in it so that she would be the one to get the fur coat and the fox coat. But let's get back to the story. She often talked about Uncle Barney. And Uncle Barney and his family, and they came from Russia, and they came to the United States during the time of the pogroms, when a lot of the Jews left Russia and their homeland to migrate to a country where they would have more opportunity. And Uncle Barney, when they lived in the apartment building, he used to work as a janitor. And then he went to work for the steel mill, and he was willing to work for free just to have the opportunity to work until the owner was able to pay him a salary, because he was loyal to the company. The owner of the company was loyal to him. When the owner died, it was in his will that they could not fire Uncle Barney. They had to let him work until he was ready to retire. And Uncle Barney worked until he was in his 70s. And then he lived to be 99. And one of the things that he did was he used to winter in Florida and summer in New York. And one thing that I've noticed as I've gotten older, when parents are good to their children will reciprocate and be good to them. But and how Uncle Barney died was he was living in a place where that would have been considered supportive living, where he had his own place. But they served meals, and he woke up during the night thinking it was morning, got dressed to go downstairs to eat breakfast. And when he was going down the steps, he fell down and hit his head and split it open. So he lived a long life, and he lived a comfortable life. But the difference is that that particular story also shows you where the workplace was back at those times, when corporations were just beginning to get started. So when we talk about history, and I know sometimes people hate studying history in classroom, all they're really doing is learning about what the culture was like at that time, how people lived, the things they did. That's why it's nice to watch shows that have period pieces, because it humanizes everything. So we shall all be so lucky as to have family members share their unique and interesting memories with us as we grow up. And now, in the role of parenthood, the responsibility is essentially passed on to us today, the same for the next generation. So, banging out a memoir of the hows and whys of your ridiculously awesome life is quite the undertaking. No one expects you to be the next Elizabeth Gilbert and pen the Eat, Pray, Love of your own life. But knocking out a few words every day into a book, journal, or notepad is a much easier and acceptable task that will document the many adventures that molded you into the person and parent that you become. Before we begin, this isn't about sitting down and writing in a diary or talk trash about the mean girl in the math class. This is about a measured and specific approach to daily writing that will improve your own life along the way. It's worked for centuries, for some of the most important historical figures who've ever walked the planet. Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King Jr., Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey. Journaling work for this collection of superfine scholars and historically phenomenal people. So it's very much well positioned to work for you too. And none of the above who journaled would ever have their relevance called into question because they kept a diary of gossip. So essentially, you no longer have an excuse. And why are we discussing this? Because whether you realize it or not, in 10, 15 years from now, your experience will influence someone else because technology is constantly changing how we do business today. And by keeping a journal of your experiences, of the things that you've done, of the accomplishments that you've made, of how it impacted someone else, only shows how history can benefit from what you do today. Because every one of us are unique. We all have unique behavior patterns. We all have a way of doing things that makes us unique, not just in our looks, but in our personality as well. So, the benefits of keeping a journal. When done with diligence and consistency, keeping a journal will not only unlock a window to the past for your kids and grandkids and every additional branch of the family tree that is blessed with seeing your work, but the therapeutic aspect of daily writing practice will benefit you in numerous ways. And I'm going to stop here and I'm going to talk about, there is a website called Ancestry.com that you can go on and you can write down certain people like your parents, when they were born, when they died, when they were married, how many children they had, that you could start a family tree. And through them, you can even be able to find out beyond generations past who were your relatives, and you can almost date it back centuries to find out where and what part of the world your ancestors come from. So, historical reference. Just like the newspaper, Dateline is a great timepiece that we use to chart historical events and experiences. The journal is a perfect and much more personal newspaper for your life. As events of importance progress, you'll have a current events medium to document the occurrence in vivid fashion without losing out on the lit list of details, things that may seem minute now, but end up being terrific nuggets 15 to 20 years down the road. Think back to something that happened 15 years ago and try to remember every single detail. It's almost impossible to accomplish this with perfection. Of a single detail, it's almost impossible to accomplish this with perfection off of random memory. But if you charted this in your journal, you could easily refer back to these details as a particular entry. And with the use of the internet, there are certain sites that you can go on that you can actually set up journals. And if you go on them every day, you can keep a record of your daily activities, of the things you've done, of the feelings you had about those situations. And it will put you into a position where you can feel or accomplish some of the things that have made you who you are and what you want today. So think about it. Think about it. It's a site that's called Evernote. And go, especially if you have Windows 10, it's an app on your Windows 10 that you can go to and you can keep a record of all of these things. So let's reiterate. Think back to something that happened 15 years ago and try to remember every single detail. It's almost impossible to accomplish this with perfection of random memory. But if you charted this in your journal, you could easily refer back to those details in a particular entry. And what I also want to say is sometimes what we do not realize is that when you keep, when you think back to your memories, if you are aware of what you were feeling, whether it was happy or sad or something that happened in your life, that will trigger all of those memories to come back because there's an emotion evolved with it. But if it was just something that you did or you experienced without emotion, you are not going to remember it in detail. So, spur creativity. For the writers of the bunch, nothing will improve your writing like writing some more. And in doing so, your brain adapts and learns to identify and communicate complex ideas more effectively. It's also a fantastic way to brainstorm for new ideas, challenges, and goals. Combat stress. While keeping a journal is a terrific way to document the past, especially if later generations are able to see the regular writings, it's also extremely therapeutic for the author. Take the time during the daily practice to vent if needed and let off some steam. Doing so will have you feeling much more focused and driven of the flip side of the journal entry. If it's a daily form of catharsis in action, in fact, a study from the Advances in Psychiatric Treatment revealed that a 15 to 20 minute practice of journaling on 3 to 5 occasions were enough to help combat trauma, stress, and other emotional events. Okay. How many of you remember the Star Trek series and even the movies? What did Captain Kirk do? He kept a journal, a daily journal, where he was talking about everything that happened in that mission. And when you think about it, that even though that is supposed to be sometime in the future, it's still a journal of where the writer of the story saw the universe in the future. And when you think about how technology has changed to today, how close to we are we today of when and what they knew back in the 60s when they first started writing the Star Trek series, when they started doing the I can't remember, but it's where they used to demolecule them and transport them from the spaceship down to the land without them having to board a different spaceship to get down. Well, you know, all of these things are showing us how history changes over time, how we have an effect on history. So, improve mental clarity. Daily reflection through a journal allows a complete and total environment free of judgment that opens up the door to truly process an experience. Whether this is a positive or negative experience, it doesn't matter. No one is there to judge or make critical comments, which provides a free zone to explore the inner workings of your own emotions, thought, and thought processes. Help establish and achieve goals. Checking in with your goals on a daily basis is a big step in the right direction towards achieving success. Go the extra mile and document your journey through the use of a journal to chart the progress, track your successes, failures, learnings, and emotions along the way to improve as you move closer to your goal. Okay. One of the things that I talk about as a coach is to work with someone to put together a strategy of where they are today and where they want to be in the future. And if you keep this as a journal and you show a step-by-step process of what it took you to get from where you are to where you go, then you are creating history. I've also read some articles of people who started out and wanted to become authors of books, and how they would go to people who had already written books and been published and ask them what they did, and they would say, oh, it's a secret. And then many of them, as they learned the techniques, they became coaches, they became people, but what they wanted to do was pass along their knowledge of what they learned to future generations, because you know your success, your child's success, your grandchildren's success, they're all built on how and the process it takes to get from where you are to where you want to be. And that starts from the day you were born, and how you learn, and how you relate to the people around you. And it also is brought on by the emotions, the effects, the things that you have that help you get where you want to be. So here's the last thing that we're going to talk about when it comes to journaling, and that is how to pick a medium. The day and age of finding random cave or wall to chart your adventures through hieroglyphics or no more. In other words, there are so many different options for starting and maintaining your daily practice. So essentially, there's no excuse to get started. A paper journal. For many of us, there's nothing like flipping through the pages of a book and jotting down the thoughts for day with a good pen in hand. For those that want to take a page out of the old school days of journal writing, find a good notebook and use this as your regular medium for an outlet, word processor. If you want to bang another away at the keyboard as part of your daily release, simply open up a new Microsoft Word or Pages, which is on a Mac, document, and start going to town. You can save each entry as a specific document in folders based on dates, or you could even keep one long document open and just add to it each and every day. You can also blog. Now that we've hit the 21st century, things like blogs are wonderful opportunities to keep your thoughts in one place without taking up room on your bookshelf or in your own personal computer space. Use outlets like Blogger or WordPress to express yourself on a regular basis. Both allow you to keep posts private, so it's really like a blog for an audience of just one. Evernote, and this is an app that if you have Windows 10 on your PC computer, you can even get to it on a Mac, but it is a application or a website that you can go to. And Evernote is saving your work in the cloud, means being able to access it anytime, anywhere, especially when using an app like Evernote. I've written blog posts in this app while also utilizing wonderful properties for organization. Keeping a journal here is a great idea too. And one thing I can say is I've also used WordPress. And what I've done is by writing blogs or articles, it positions you as an authority on a topic. It gives you more of a credibility for who you are. So the last thing, and finally, what we're going to talk about is what to write about. There are no hard and fast rules for how to journal is compromised, which means it can be more than just words on paper. For the uber creative or just the visual people, think outside the box and take some drawing and diagramming to help encapsulate the thought process of the day. The key to victory is consistency. Just plan out a 5 to 10 minute or even more if you are so inclined, and sit down to start writing on a regular basis. As you continue the practice of daily introspection, you'll improve in your writing. You'll begin to develop more ideas and topics to write about, and you'll see. So what we're talking about here is teaching you about how to write, how to do the things that will put your business, your mindset into being successful at what it is that you choose to do over time. So many times we forget that, you know, how many times have you walked and thought about something and then gone into the next room and forgotten what it is? But if you see something that reminds you of it, you go, oh, that's what it was that I was going in for. And we all do this all the time. So it's helping you understand where to get and do the things that will keep you in the profession that you truly want to be. And I want to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can take some courses that I have written and uploaded, and you can also sign up for personal coaching.